the last talk, I have one little question. You mentioned about the ego being killed, you know, in your preliminary one. I wrote it down, actually.
I didn't get it. Please repeat it.
You mentioned something about the ego being killed, you know, so in the initial stage, to become Adhikari.
Yeah.
The ego necessarily needs to be killed, Ahankara.
Yeah.
So I wanted to understand that how do we understand this?
So, what is the problem? Ahankara, first of all, we have to separate aham from ahankara. Aham is Brahman. Kara is not Brahman. The moment we say kara, it is like a foolish person saying, I am my hand or I am my leg. No, I am my entire body. So, first our identity is with this body. I am the body. We don't even think I am also the mind. We don't even think that I am identified with my possessions also. And many times I told you, our first kara starts with possessions. Mama, my money, my family, my house, my car, etc. And only rare few people identify with their body. How do we know? Because some people are ready to die fighting for the possession. So at least if they give up, a stronger person comes, thrash tries to kill us if we don't give what he wants. We are sure to be killed. But some people, they don't give up the struggle, they rather die. What is happening around?
Sure.
Study, read the newspapers.
Yes.
Are not people dying for the land? This is my land.
Yeah.
This is my religion. This is my religious conviction. Anybody who deviates, I will kill.
Yeah.
So for the sake of my religion, I want to kill anybody who comes in the way of my conviction. What is it? Possessions.
Yeah.
For the sake of my possessions, I am ready to die. This is the grossest identity which we studied in the Mandukya Karika. Second, a fortunate few, they think my life is more precious than any possession in this world. That is itself a great progress to get rid of our identity with the possession and then identify with the body. How, you know? So, if I have a lot of money, let us say wealth, and the scripture is telling, if I distribute it, serve God in the form of creatures, I am not losing anything. I am going to get the result of it in the form of punya. I will get higher happiness. But how many people do you really think that they are ready to give up? I am talking about the so-called devotees.
Yeah.
Okay. So, very, very fortunate few only say, my life is more precious, body is more precious than any possession. If I am alive, I can try to be happy. There are many things to be understood here. So if I am alive, I don't need possessions. Many monks, advanced spiritual people, they are having the least bit of things. And yet they are much more happy than ordinary people. Isn't it?
Yes.
So,
yes.
People don't think in that way. If I don't have possessions, that equivalent to I am an unhappy person.
Yeah.
So, this is the progress from the possessions to the body, and then only comes this Bhrigus Tapasya, that everybody is identified with the body. There is nothing special in my identification. So that giving up that identity with a false reality, identifying with a subtle, even though it is also false, but higher reality, subtle reality, that is called sadhana. This is the answer to your question.
Yeah. Maharaji, now you remember, like you said about Samitpani, you know, Prati, Tadvidhi. So that's where you referred to as it symbolizes, the Samitpani symbolizes killing the ego.
First of all, killing the ego means I am ready to give up my pet opinions, pet beliefs, and accept my teacher's teaching as the reality, even though I do not understand it. I have faith in my teacher's teachings. What he says is the real truth. What I cherish is a false truth.
Sure.
I want to burn my samskaras. That is the symbolism of Samit Pani.
Yeah, perfect. And there's one more question from last time's talk, and where you mentioned about Taittiriya Upanishad's holistic upasanas, and you mentioned something about Virat Upasana.
Yeah.
So, never heard of that, and you do go on to describe it, that it is really...
Okay.
So, I just wondered if...
What is Virat? For me, my body is everything. And when I look beyond and say, for you, it must be the same. For even a mosquito, its body must be the same.
True.
So that realization, just as I think that my body is Brahman, everybody feels their own bodies are Brahman. So that sympathetic view that there is no difference between me and anybody, for everybody, their body is precious. And so, if I am injured, my body is injured, I suffer. So, if some animal or other person is injured, that person also will suffer, that animal also will suffer. So, I must try to prevent myself from giving any pain, just as I do not want anybody to give me pain. So, I also should assiduously avoid giving pain to others. That is called ahimsa. On the contrary, since I love happiness and everybody loves happiness, let me try to help others also to attain the same happiness as much as possible. That is called Virat Upasana. Finally, a person realizes, in fact, this distinction between me and other things are only false. The real identity is only God in me, in you, Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha, is manifesting.
Wonderful. Thank you, Maharaji. Jai Thakur.
Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, when Bhrigu moved from Prana to Manomaya, did he think that by the word Manomaya, he thinks that Prana came from a desire, an Ichcha?
Correct. Thought. Let us say thought. Thoughts influence, produce, increase prana. Do you get it?
Yes, Maharaj.
So when you, supposing you like some sweet, the moment you think of that sweet, your prana increased or not?
Yes.
Appetite increased or not?
Yes.
And the mouth is showing clear signs or not?
Yes.
Yes. I don't want to mention. With regard to every desire, that is what is happening, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So, and if you come to know that my happiness will not be there, I lost my job, I lost my property, I lost my bank balance, etc. The prana remains in the same state or goes down very fast.
It goes down.
So, you analyze your day-to-day life. Certain times your prana is at the higher level. And when you have to do something very, what you don't like to do, your prana goes down or not?
Yes.
You may do social activity, but definitely you are not enthusiastic about it. Right or wrong?
Yes,
ma'am. That is what I am trying to tell you, that this is the truth. So, prana is influenced by thought. Actually, prana comes, a dead person, almost a dead person after the long office hours. He wants just to sleep. Suddenly, he hears announcement. The cricket match, which was supposed to have started at 3 o'clock, is going to start now because rain stopped it. Where did that tiredness go?
Vanished.
And what is the meaning of tiredness going means what? Arousal of?
Prana.
Ah, now you understand? Ah, some people, some devotees, they come to the festival day only at 12 o'clock. Because until 12 o'clock, their prana will not get up. But what is going to happen after 12 o'clock is much, much more interesting. You have seen in your house also. You have seen so many times. Yeah. So, prana is there, but whether it increases or decreases depends upon the your likes and dislikes, which come in the form of thoughts. Same thing you have to understand with regard to the buddhi also. You decide. Suppose there is a 5-6 menu items in a buffet dinner. Where does a person run? Buffet dinner, South Indian, North Indian, first class, soft idlis and masala dosha, and here, parotha and other things. Where do people run, South Indian people?
The South Indian buffet.
So that buddhi decides which is the source of more joy, happiness. Therefore, that gives rise to thoughts. There are so many items, let me decide. You see there? So, buddhi is inspired by whom? Ananda. I want to be happy. Now, how can I be happy? What can make me happy? For example, you were very hungry. You finished food. So, that food ananda is over. Now, you want to be happy. Because food will no longer interest you. So, what shall I do now? So, you turn on the YouTube. Which one do you decide?
Whichever one gives more.
Now you know, election fever is raging. Infection is raging in many, some of the states of India. And I hear everywhere, wherever I go, I hear this noise only. What Ravana's mother has got, Behula has got with the death of Ravana, I never understand. So, these people, for them it is the prana. Mamata, tu na gai mere manute. We want to get rid of you, but you are not going so easily. The only way I can get rid of you is by voting. For the opposite.
Yeah, okay.
So you see, the higher koshas, gradually, the commandment is passed on. That's why a person who doesn't have joy in life, he will not live long. Whether an elderly person lost his wife, if he loved her, very soon he will also follow her.